internet, it's me, Charlie, one of your friends at Fangamer, and is this a mini episode already? Only three episodes into the new season? Yes, it is. Yes, it is that, because I'm actually going on vacation this week, and so I'm recording this episode on my own beforehand. I wanted to record a full episode and have it edited and ready to go while I was out, but whoops, turns out I had a lot of other things to do before leaving. I've got some good news, though. We're going to be investing in some materials for a proper sound booth space, so the audio quality of future episodes should improve significantly. I'm not entirely sure when yet, since it'll take some testing to get it all settled, but suffice to say, we're working on it. Anyway, in lieu of a full episode, I wanted to give you guys at least an update on the product launches this week. First, we've got the Lizard and Bat Pen, featuring the main characters from Yooka-Laylee. Next, we have the Malady Pen from Divinity Original Sin 2, which I should point out is a game from the same folks who are working on the new Baldur's Gate 3 game, which is expected to come out later this year. Obviously, given that the last episode was very D&D-centric, I think many of us are pretty excited for a promising-looking D&D video game. One that is really recognizably the same game system and handled by a team that has proven it understands the appeal of the game. Psst. It's not just about swords and blowing stuff up with magic and battling dragons. Anyway, I'm excited to play Baldur's Gate 3. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to talking about it. Moving on. We have a wave of merchandise for the game Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Specifically, we have a couple of shirts and a plush of the character Ori. This coincides with the launch of the much-anticipated sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest. If you're not familiar, Ori is a Metroidvania-style game with beautiful artwork somewhat akin to Hollow Knight, but with more spectacular boss monsters. This is kind of a reductive description, but I hope it sufficiently entices you to check it out, at least. Finally, we have a new wave of merchandise for Shovel Knight, specifically a new shirt with a cute design and a Shovel Knight scarf. I still need to get around to playing through King of Cards. Anyway, that's all I have for today's episode. A quick reminder, though, you can enter to win free stuff by emailing your suggestions for show topics, your introduction, your weird local news, or whatever else you might want to send us to yourfriends@fangamer.com. Any entry is going to be added to a drawing that we will do at the end of the month. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back soon with more full episodes. Where are your friends at Fangamer? Try to make someone smile today, and let's plan on hanging out again next week.